my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts Ash and JD. So we did promise to start off where we left off last week.
Yes.
Which is usually a good place to go from, start off where you finish. So there was the one WhatsApp on the Real Talk hotline, the Real Hotline, 07-470-488-096 if you want to get in your messages.
I'll model it on radio voice, though. Radio voice on that one.
So the message was from Carl asking, what's the weirdest situation you've woken up to after a night out? So I'll let you go first with this one, Anish.
So, I mean, this is really more down JD's, like, you know, more
alleyway.
No, but my story does actually involve JD. So I was thinking about this just before, because JD asked me, you know, what's the weirdest thing? And there probably would be one that comes to my mind after. But in the moment, it was stopping over JD's, probably about 18 years old. Me and another lad stopped over JD's, and he brought a girl back.
See, because for a bit more context, though, back then, I had a double bed and a bunk bed, which was a double bed as well.
Right, but no, so, you didn't have the double bed. It was just the one bed. So what happened?
I must have done.
Nah. You only had a double bed, mate. The top. I know which one you're on about. It's just that double bed you moved to your mum's in the end.
So we would have been older than.
Well, maybe it was 19 then.
Because I had that extra bunk bed basically from 15.
Right, the timeline then might not be correct, but it's probably about 19 then. But we was young anyway. So I was going to stop all of yours anyway after the night out. And then the one lad wanted to shag this girl, and he said, you can shag her at mine. I don't know if you remember this. I'm trying
to remember.
So anyway, as JD does, he's a good fucking lad, says he can shag her at mine. But I remember me and you, me and you going to bed first. Like, not in a gay way, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously,
top and tail.
Yeah. We went up. The next thing you know, the two of them come up. So they're doing what they're doing with us in the bed, but they're not fully shagging yet.
Mm.
So anyway, I've gone to sleep, and I've woke up, I didn't wake up. The person woke me up and was like, "Ash, look at this," and he's grabbed your willy and he's flapping your willy around. So that's probably the weirdest thing to wake up to.
And so was I asleep while he was doing that?
Yeah, because you was drunk, mate, after me that night. Because I remember we got back, you ordered everyone food. You went straight to bed. You had some, like, literally a handful of food, went straight up. I literally finished off the burger, went upstairs, thinking, just leave them to you.
Mm.
But then they must have come upstairs, because they was in literally the same end, because we didn't top and tail. It was men. We just had cushions in the middle. Now, but the thing is, I was in the middle of us, so you was down the one side. I was right down the other side, as you do, you know, backs to back.
Yeah.
And ass. Yeah. And then obviously that's what I woken up to. And then they eventually did go down to shag, I assume, unless they did on the bed. But yeah, that was the weirdest thing that I can think of waking up to.
Yeah,
was so, one of the other lads getting your woolly and flapping it around.
Good times. Yeah, so I definitely don't remember it.
But it's a bit, you know, it's a bit boring. It's a bit weird how you don't remember it.
So, yeah, but if I was asleep and someone's playing with my car, well, I ain't going to fucking know.
Someone fondled you, mate.
But yeah, that must have been just before I moved out of that house then. Because as I said, I had that extra bunk bed like while we were still in school.
Yeah, it wasn't, no, it wasn't school days. It was literally...
Well, yeah, it wouldn't have been because obviously we'd been out and that.
Yeah. I never used to stop yours regularly around this time. But for some reason, I don't know if he was going out the next day.
Mm.
So rather than being up, because it was before cars and everything, like we could drive, it was a case of me and you just going. I don't know what, but yeah, because normally I wouldn't stop with yours, but I did stop over, and it obviously was about 18, 19.
I don't know. There was loads of drunken escapades, really, weren't there? But then my weirdest one, I mean, it is a story that I've told, I don't even know what episode number it was, but earlier on in the podcast anyway, I won't go through the full details. If you do want to know the full story, you'll have to go back and give it a little listen. But the gist of it was when I ended up, I didn't consent, I essentially got raped. So I got dragged into this caravan with a larger lady, so to say.
She was bubbly.
She was massive, mate. I ain't got to beat around the bush. Fucking, I can run away from her. And then I just, so basically I remember waking up because this was before phones had a flat screen.
Yeah.
It was the old clickety click buttons and you had to press fucking 7-4 times to get an S. Yeah. And all that. Wow. So that's all I could hear. I'm like, oh, fuck's sake, who's texting? And then everything started flashing back to me. And without moving, I was doing the whole, no, no, no. Because all of it was just coming back literally. So, yeah, I just had to get out of bed.
And what was coming back to you, mate?
It was horrific. Just all the sex that was going on. But, like, you know, just a man, ain't it? Just, you know, there's only so many times you can say no.
Did you, do you remember the time of grenade? Did you grenade for anyone?
I've done that just... loads of times.
Yeah, no, that wasn't my question.
That one wasn't.
No, because we all know you've grenaded a few times.
Yeah, the best one being, she looked like Heidi Cropper from Coronation Street for Mr. Green, that was.
Do you want to tell the listeners what grenading is? Because I think it's like a term that's probably been lost now. It's probably called something else now.
Yeah, so again, it'd be something that you'd see on like the war movies, like that you like, 1917, recommendation from last week, if you didn't listen to me. So essentially, it stems from a war zone situation where someone sees a grenade has been thrown and they'll sacrifice themselves. They'll jump onto it to protect everyone else. So yeah, it's along them lines of taking a grenade outside of a war zone is just going home with the mate that is less desirable, should we say. Well, you know, mate, I've never discriminated. You know, no. I've always
love all body shapes, mate.
Yeah. And to be fair, like, again, I know we've said it before, it was always a part of the crack the next day in the calf, having the breakfast, and just everyone just, to be fair, a lot of it was stories about what I'd been up to the night before, which wasn't always the top shagging. It was like just, you know, drunkenly falling over in the chippy or something.
Yeah, I do remember when you fell over sitting down, which we have spoke about.
Yeah, it's because obviously I fell asleep, and then just fucking dropped.
So it was sitting down and then fell over. And then when he hit, so you fell over, sitting down, and then about 3 seconds after you hit the floor, Madden, I was like, oh. Like, that's how long it took his body to register that it's fell over and hurt.
Well, yeah, because obviously I would have woke up a lot. I don't know how we used to do it. Well, I don't know how I used to do it. You know, you was never really a massive drinker.
No. And this goes on to I was always a bit fearful of getting that drunk, in terms of getting that drunk and going out. I wouldn't even contemplate getting that drunk while going out now, because obviously there's just no fear nowadays, what we touched on last week. Mm. But there's always something in me that didn't allow me to get that why.
It's because you never had it in you, kid. That's why.
No, I remember when I drank you that one night. Do you remember when I drank you that one night?
No.
Me and JD put away a drive and I drunk him to this day. He's still...
because pints of water don't count. I stuck just to the ales and you was having to sip on water just to balance yourself.
You know what out. I used to do when we used to go out? Honestly, I don't know if I should say this,
apart
actually.
Apart from being gay.
Wait, you're the gay one with my story. Yeah. So, you know, when we used to go out and we used to get vodka or sambuca, you know, it was clear, like the liquid's clear. Mm. I used to get, say, those four of us used to get 3 sambucas, 1 archers. Yeah.
Yeah, you've told me that before.
Yeah.
And then think of all the times where we've all had a round of shots and then you're there like, Jay, can you have it? And so you try and slowly pass it to me and I'll end up down in yours as well.
Can we establish that no one has a shot and enjoys it? So, like, what is the point of having them? Have you ever had a shot and was like, oh, that's fucking nice?
Baby Guinness.
No, that's not a shot, though. It's like the...
I know.
It's like the one... It's like...
Yeah, because
the
it's coming as a shot.
It's like the Guinness, yeah? No, it's, you know, it's just like...
What, are you calling the fucking Paddies gay?
No, I don't discriminate.
Against Paddies.
Yeah. what I'm saying is, like, it doesn't taste like a shot because it isn't a shot. It's just...
Yeah.
Well, was it Tia Maria?
And Bailey's.
You know what I mean?
I used to enjoy the Jaeger bombs. I haven't had one for a long time, so I don't know if I'd still feel the same.
I agree with you there. And with the Jaeger bombs, I used to like that feeling that used to come, especially from a lad bomb.
Yeah.
But I have got drunk once, actually, uptown. And we had 2 lad bombs. And then we spoke about what a lad bomb is before. It's basically a Jaeger bomb with a double vodka in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it does swing, man. So you feel it like by your knees. And you just feel that sensation just come up like a hot flush.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't come back down.
Yeah, I think it's because it literally does say on the tin of the Red Bull not to consume with alcohol. And so it's literally, it's just... I suppose the sugar rush from it and all that as well, and well, the caffeine,
right?
If it's a zero,
but we can establish though that no one's ever had a shot of sambuca, like a clear, like a straight up shot.
Yeah. So in general, the cheap stuff that they always have in the clubs and the pubs that we'd go to, no. it's not enjoyable. Sambucas and sambuca black as well, horrible.
Which is the one that tastes like mouthwash? Is that sambuca?
Sambuca. Some of it can taste like it, but then most of it's like an aniseed taste, and it's disgusting. But
wait, you're saying it's disgusting, but when I used to go, Joe, would you drink mine? Yeah.
Because I'd have to.
Nah, mate, honestly.
No, because the shit that you would have got for,
for
having that full glass in front of you still. So I was manning up.
Yeah, you are right there. But I have to admit, like, how dawning was it when someone used to come with, like, a tray of 20 sambucas and there's 5 lads up and you're doing the numbers in your head, like, 20 sambucas? Yeah, 5 lads.
That means 4 each.
That means I've got 4 and I don't want none of them. So I had to strategically go to you every now and again. Do you want this one? Give it. Then you used to give me the glass back and pull it up. I used to ask Adam a lot as well.
Yeah.
So he used to like that.
But the worst would always be when fucking Mr. Army would be around. And it would be, right, lads, give us a 5 back, because this is how cheap shots used to be back in the day.
And these were the apple sour bollocks things, weren't they?
So it would be at least 1 tray full of shots.
Yeah.
And it was that many, you wouldn't even be able to calculate how many you was having. You'd have to do them 1 at a time each. And it was ridiculous, because I remember the one time at the Raven, there was literally the 2 trays on 1 round.
It was literally about 40 shots, wasn't it?
Probably even more, mate. Because you think you could easily get 30, probably even 40 shots on each of those trays, because they were big trays.
Yeah. Look, And the thing is, we had no end goal. I can imagine just having those shots.
But this would be at fucking 4 o'clock on a Saturday sometimes.
Fucking
no, because it would be, because as soon as we'd get there, he'd be wanting to get shot on the shots, hadn't he?
You were right. I remember when we went out for his birthday and we dressed up.
Because it's in my head now. You've said Sambuca now. You know what I mean? You just taste it and smell it all.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was on his birthday.
Do you remember? And we all dressed up for his birthday. Two of them had the morph suits. Two of us had the Ghostbuster suits.
Yeah.
What was you wearing?
Weren't I in the Ghostbuster one?
No. I can't remember what you were wearing. I can't remember. There was four of them.
And I've dressed as a Ghostbuster before. Was it when we went to the Three Seas? Was I the Joker? Was it that night?
No. So we went to the Raven first. And that, because you just remind me, because it's what you said then about the shots. And it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because we met there for 12.
Mm-hmm.
Got up really early, went to the calf, went all the way up to, I can't remember where, some costume shop. Got these morph suits, got these Ghostbuster things. And I can't remember what everyone else got. Anyway, straight back down, got changed, straight into it. Got to the fucking, the Raven. Walked in there, and now I'll try shots in front of you, like 2 o'clock. You're like, fucking hell. I can't remember actually what you were wearing there, man.
I can't remember that particular time, because, you know, it's a blur. So, this is a man that I'd be spending pretty much all weekends, every week with him. So, when he couldn't get out of camp for the weekends, I'd finish work on the Friday, have my bag of clothes with me already, drive there. I never get it as well, because I'd be on the phone with him while driving there, and then I'd be spending the whole weekend with him anyway. Like,
open yourself up.
Yeah, like, I mean, obviously, we used to do it all the time anyway, chatting the same shit.
Different
over
when
and
you're
over.
Younger, though, aren't you? And you love it, because you know.
So I'd be driving there, and then, because, see, now, not that I was holding the phone against my ear, I'd always have it on loudspeaker and then prop it under my T-shirt, so it's wedged against me, like between my shoulder and my ear.
So you weren't
waving at
all while you're saying, you've been a safe driver.
And I remember the once I was fucking tanking it as well. Like, you know, I'm dying for this beer. I could taste it. I'm doing like 90. And then all of a sudden, I could see the blue flashing lights behind me. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, mate, I'm going to get pulled over. I've chucked the phone on the fucking floor. And I've moved to the middle lane. And then the police cars just bombed straight past me. My ass was twitching. I was like, mate, I'm 10 minutes away. I'll see you in a minute. The fact that I was tanking it, they wouldn't have seen the phone. It was just because I was fucking speeding. But obviously, they were after someone bigger that day.
Someone a bit faster.
Yeah. Not in a graph fan as well. But then, so we'd be, as soon as I'd get there, because he'd have the beers in the fridge ready and that anyway. So crack open a can, I'd have a shower there, get dressed, and we'd be out into town. Because it'd be the same, there was three pub/club. So there was the Weatherspoons, Yatesy's, and one was almost a club, but I can't remember what that's called.
So I can imagine everyone starts off to the pub, into the 80s, into the club. Pretty much,
Weatherspoons, or one of the normal pubs, Yatesy's, and then whatever the other place was. Because Yates was open till 3 o'clock in the morning as well. So it didn't matter if he was in the club or Yates and that.
Mm.
And so then it would be out all night. Then whoever woke up first in the morning, because again, we'd sleep in the same bed. You know, not gay. Then whoever woke up first would wake the other one up with another beer. So this would be fucking, you know, after 4 or 5 hours sleep, 9 o'clock in the morning-ish, straight on it again, would walk into town, have a breakfast, and then still be drinking all day Saturday. The same thing would happen on the Saturday night, 8, after clock, whatever. Then Sunday morning would be a repeat. Now, because the clubs weren't really open or the same sort of scene on a Sunday, we'd stick to the pubs, really. And then Monday morning, I'd be up, driving back to Birmingham to go to work again for the whole week. And I must have done that probably almost every weekend for 6 months solid, it seems.
That sounds terrible, mate. I'm like, do you reckon you could do that now?
No.
How far along the line would you get? So if you went out
I'd do a Friday night.
Wake up, have a beer.
I wouldn't be able to get straight on it. I'd have to
have some food and just settle.
Yeah, I'd have to chin off the fast for that weekend. And then, yeah, have breakfast at least. But if I'm getting in at 4 o'clock in the morning, I still need that 8 hours sleep, because otherwise I'm no good. Mm. Not having the sleep is worse than a hangover for me. So I'd have to have the 8 hours sleep. So at least then we're already after 12. So then quick scran, and then I'd be able to get back on it. I wouldn't be able to do 3 days straight now. Mm. Not that level of how much we used to drink.
Not that heavy.
No. I remember the one time, it was Halloween and we wasn't even going to go out. But we was like, oh, we'll just pop out for an hour or whatever. Everyone else is in fancy dress because it's Halloween parties and that. We're the only two mugs not dressed up, any. And as soon as we walked in, we've seen everyone's in a good mood. You felt the vibe. We was like, right, sound. We got four double vodka lemonades, so two each. And then it was 20 Sambucas. And the plan was to drink the... Sorry, it was 20 Sambucas each. So the plan was to drink the Sambucas within an hour, as well as the vodka lemonades, so we could get on this, because it was late.
Yeah, you wanted to get on the same level.
Yeah, so to get on the same level as everyone else. And fucking hell, that was the hardest round of shots to ever do. I think we did give a couple away, because we was trying to get it done within the hour.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, in the first 10 minutes, bam, 10 are down, yeah, sound. And then it was like, all right, I'm fucking feeling it already now. And it was a struggle.
You know, shots are bad when you can't give them away, innit?
Yeah. So, yeah, fucking, just, there was no need for it, though. There was no need for us to fucking...
No need to wake up and get handed a beer, mate. Just relax a little bit, have some... No, at least it waited 12, innit? Look, what I'm saying is, get your sleep, go for food, then style again. You don't need to be woken up like, oi. Oi, lad.
Yeah, but then that's why I'd do it back to him as well.
You know, obviously the revenge would be sweet. Yeah. But then in that moment when he's doing it to you, you've got to be like, fuck off.
Yeah, but look, so if he was waking me up with a beer, he'd be drinking one as well. So I'd have to do the same. If I woke him up, I'd be drinking one as well.
As I said, I've never woke up and had a hair of the dog, because it's not a thing, it's a lie. We've established that on this podcast.
No, see, because you've never done it, you don't understand it.
No, I don't believe that it. So, the thing that's made you I'm not going back in there. I'm not going back there. But yeah, it's so to answer the question. Obviously, we've done our own thing, and come full circle to the answer that is yours.
What are we on about again? What I'm saying is
from the question that's. You know.
Oh yeah, we've finished that.
Literally.
I forgot about the question.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's what I'm just establishing that that's the answer. Because you know, we went a bit. I don't know how long that was. A 20-minute question.
Yeah, pretty much it was. Yeah.
But that's all I was saying, because I was just like clarifying that we have answered the question.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the WhatsApp on the hotline, yeah. Carl.
So that was last week's. Yeah. Cheers, Carl.
Yeah. So we'll go off it a little bit now. I mean, I can just go on about general rants and that shit traffic getting over here. But, you know, if people want to listen to those rants, they can go back on old episodes. Mm. You've actually got a couple of things that you do want to talk about. Yeah.
So the one being is creepy old men. All right. So, no,
well, I don't know the way you're pointing at me when you're saying creepy old man.
Because, like, I'm pointing like your future creepy old man. Like, nah. So, what it is, right.
Just because I'm older, fucking hell.
So, what it is, right. In the morning, I get a coffee. Normally, it's from McDonald's. It's on the way.
Mm.
Bit cheaper. Perfect. But you know what? Get a Starbucks.
Treat yourself.
Treat myself Starbucks on a fucking Wednesday morning. Right.
Sometimes you need it. Yeah. Shit or whatever. Like.
Yeah. Anyway, got there. And I know the geezer was a creep, because when there's an empty parking lot, it's like a urinal situation.
Yeah, yeah.
You leave a space.
Yeah.
You leave a space.
Mm-hmm.
So your man next to me is parked right to Starbucks. Left a space. Third one. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, as I'm walking over, I see this creep. Whole empty parking lot, which is big van in slot number two.
Right.
And I was like, I knew the geezer was strange from there.
Yeah, because there's no need for it.
Nah, it's just weird. It's weird. I was like,
when there's all them spaces, you just make it easy for yourself so you don't have to squeeze in and out of your own vehicle, that is.
Now it gets weirder. So, Starbucks, I'm in the queue. I'm number one.
Mm-hmm.
Girl behind the counter. Now, in this Starbucks, you line up a certain way because to the right of you, there's a bollard.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm facing her. She's at the counter. Gave her my order. Scanned the phone. As I'm doing...
bonus points.
Yeah. Gold member. As I'm doing it, the man comes around the bollard bit, leans over, like in my space, just to make contact with the girl behind the counter.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of like half ignores him, but she's kind of like that way. She kind of comes across as a bit moody, but I'm not saying she's a moody bitch, but she does come, her demeanor's that way anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, does a job, starts doing my drink as she should. I've ordered, doing my drink.
Yeah, because they tend to do that, especially in the morning when it's a bit quieter. Yeah. They'll just have the one barista.
Order, yeah.
So it'll be, you pay for it, then they'll go and make it,
and then they'll bring it back
right. And serve the next person, won't they?
So, not only did he invade my personal space, but come to this bollard, and he had his own, you know, your own cup sometimes that you can take to Starbucks. Yeah, yeah. He puts that on the counter, like, literally right in front of me.
As if to say, fuck you.
Yeah, trying to get this girl's attention, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Starts doing my drink, and then one of the lads comes out then, takes his order. Then he leans over the counter, like dick pressing against the counter. Like, and he's like, morning, hun. I'm like, don't be a creep, man. Just fucking, you know what I mean? Like,
yes, don't beg it.
I was just like, and then like, she's like, morning, like doing a job.
Yeah.
Making my drink.
Yeah.
And then after she gives me, you know, when she, there you go, you know, at the end of the counter. And I could see him like, then like, he quickly ran over to her and said something. I didn't catch it because I just fucking was out the door.
Yeah.
Like, why is this geezer creeping? It reminds me that I can imagine some barmaids probably get it down the local pub, you know, with the old guy that's overly, aggressively flirty, I would say.
Overkill.
Yeah. But like, I knew it was a creep as soon as he parked in that second parking spot. I'm like, got a whole parking lot, mate. Have some decorum. And then he presses his dick press against the counter just to say morning. It's the equivalent, Jay. Yeah. No, it's the equivalent of when someone's doing your chips, yeah, and you nick a chip over the counter, it's not needed.
No.
It's fucking, not.
You can't be that impatient to wait for a fucking chip. No, no. Well.
Just because some girl didn't say morning to you. Like, you have morning.
So I'm guessing she's probably like 19 to early 20s. So
yeah, she's 20-something.
Yeah, like, so she's a younger girl.
Yeah.
And he's probably touching 50.
I would say probably over 50, but yeah.
Fucking, yeah, so...
Do you just hear, well, like, because she didn't say morning to her, make eye contact. He had to go out of his way to say morning. Just couldn't let it go for whatever. He's just weird old man mentality.
Mm.
But yeah, so that I was just like, I remember thinking, like, it's one of the only times I've left, I was like, I've got to talk about this in the podcast. Because I see it all the time, like, shit that... Just not necessary. Like, if I went there every day and... I want someone to serve me, but someone else served me, and this person to say morning. I wouldn't go, morning, like, just invade my space. Yeah.
You wait until you make the eye contact.
Yeah. But, like, you can see, you could see that he was probably going to creep, and she didn't want to make eye contact with him. And I understand why. But, yeah, mate, as soon as you parked in, I mean, Ford Focus, the lad in the boy in the Ford Focus, sweet.
Yeah.
My car. In the third bag.
Yeah.
So this, and he comes in this big fucking like transit van that's kitted out to be like a camper van.
Mm.
I'm like, geez, it's weird, mate. Pay to like just have some decor on that. It ain't going nowhere. She ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Apart from away from here.
Yeah. Apart from when she's doing my drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it, mate. And honestly, it fucked me off in the morning. But the drink was banging after me.
Well, she put the extra effort into it because she was trying to
avoid him, spend more time doing it.
Away from him. Yeah. it's nice to see you have a little rant for a change.
Yeah, yeah. I'm due one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I had my little rant before we started the episode, which, but it wouldn't have been much gold for the listeners at home, to be fair, because it was not much different from the usual ones, really. And then you've got another topic that you want to talk about. Right. I think we should get onto that before we go into Conspiracy Corner.
I want to take... Right. So anyone that's had a young kid or has got a young kid, well, like...
Or nieces and nephews.
Yeah,
Being around young children, not in a Nancy way.
Right. Of course. So, right. Now, one thing that always bothered me about when I thought about having a kid, oh, fucking hell, the kid, TV, they're going to have fucking shit on the TV.
Mm.
But, mate, absolute bangers that they've got on. No. I mean, I suppose everyone's heard of it. They're called Super Simple. I think these are the ones that done Baby Shark.
Okay.
So you know they drop the bangers. Right. I put it on for me, like just for the tunes, mate, honestly. They're in my head all day at work. Honestly. I'm not going to sing one, but like, honestly.
Well, no, because we'll get copyrighted when we did Eminem.
We ain't about that. We ain't about that.
Don't know. We need to get copyrighted.
Yeah. But so anyone that's ever heard these songs would know how catchy they are, and they're in your head all day.
And so is it just songs that are playing, or is it actual little programs?
So like, see how, the one I watch is like, it's like an hour's worth of songs. So like the songs are on 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
But they have the characters, they have Finley the Shark. I don't know if we're going to copyright for that. You know, other songs are available, which is what I'm just got off track there, sorry. Yeah, so anyone that's had kids would understand how catchy these songs are, and they just stay in your head, like non-stop all day, to the point where when I come on, I pull them on, just to get them out of my head.
Right, so we know that you love the kids' songs, but what are the kids' programs like these days anyway?
So, mate, Bluey,
I know of it. To be fair, I've put it on, I've left it on the TV all day for the dog, because it's dog friendly, isn't it?
Yeah, the colours. Colour, yeah.
But I've not watched it. Are they worth, like, is it tolerable to sit there and watch it as well?
Especially with the Bluey ones, because they have jokes that only parents will understand. So, like, you know, some episodes of The Simpsons, you never get the jokes until you're older.
Yeah, the cheeky innuendos.
Yeah, so it's a bit like that.
So are we going to see Bluey on a Nickelodeon-style documentary in a couple of years? Keep Bluey exposed.
I hope not. But no, they have like an underlying meaning, like Chili's sister, who's the mum in it, she can't have kids. And so Bluey's asking her, why can't she have kids? Well, she's not asking her why can't she have kids. She's saying, why can't you just have them? She's like, sometimes you can't get what you want. So it's like, you know, like teaching kids stuff like that.
Yeah, trying to give messages and stuff.
I think there's a new season coming out soon, which everyone's looking forward to, because there's a wedding on there.
Okay.
But, mate, honestly,
I'll have to...
Bluey, he's top tier. Like, all right, can people clarify this for me? I like Bingo more than Bluey, which is Bluey's sister, innit?
Oh, okay.
Can we all just agree that Blue is a beloved bitch in it? Or is it just me? But look, anyway, yeah.
So
but,
any of the listeners at home that have got kids and know what Ash is on about,
yeah,
give us your thoughts. See, because...
So, like, go on, sorry, mate.
I was going to say, like, obviously, when we was kids, I remember there was bangers, fucking good programs for when we was kids.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like she's not there yet in terms of... Because she's not, she watches it for the colours, obviously she doesn't register, but like,
yeah.
Maybe when she's like 4 or 5,
she'll start to understand and grasp
And like, and but then she'll have more cartoons to watch. So
you'll be starting Pokemon off with her when she starts understanding what's going on and that anyway.
It's killed me as well. All right, so Pokemon's on BBC now, it's on the iPlayer. They've only got 20 episodes, and like they're releasing. So we had it before America, which is like the first time ever.
Mm.
But like they're dropping like 6 episodes every fucking 6 weeks. It's like, just fucking put them all on there.
Because it's trying to do the fucking, the Netflix style. Oh, yeah. It's fucking annoying.
Because Pokemon's on Netflix in America.
Mm.
It's just, it's like, why give it up so early if you've got to follow Netflix? Oh, fucking me off with that. It's not the same. Anyone that watches that as well will know it's not the same. But
no, I've not watched any of the new ones.
You just got to watch it though, because it's...
Well, you have to be nostalgic, anyway.
You gotta be the best. Also, underrated, the Pokemon Johto theme tune. Because growing up, you always thought the first one.
I wanna be... again, it's the It's just the memories that are there. As soon as you hear it.
And don't get me wrong, it's a fucking absolute banger. Probably the best opening theme to a cartoon. I don't want to hear otherwise. But I think people have
I think we'll have to do a list.
Oh, yeah.
Not now.
But I think all mine would be all Pokemon. But what I'm saying is, because that was such epic as a kid, when Pokemon Johto come, everyone was just like, I feel like we're sleeping on it. Because, honestly, it's got a fucking great fucking opening tune as well. A few of them have, actually. Diamond and Pearl had a good one.
Yeah.
This new one's a bit shit.
But yeah, no. So I'm not watching this, so I'll take your word for it at the moment.
But no, yeah, I can't wait. Sorry, let me get words out. I can't wait till she's actually engaging in cartoons. Because as soon as she likes Pokemon, fucking start at the beginning. We'll go for these 1,003 episodes.
Yeah.
1,300 episodes again. Easy.
Yeah. Because when I used to look after my niece, when obviously a little baby, and now she's fucking nearly 16 now, but I think that was a period of just dead children's TV. Fucking In the Night Garden, absolutely horrendous. Yeah. Macapaka, blatant drug dealer, riding around with his little red blanket, fucking going to see everyone. He was dropping off bags of gear.
That's it.
Fucking the tweenies, that was before then anyway, but I remember that was as we got out of childhood program sort of thing.
It was more like Dora the Explorer back then as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Because even Teletubbies, we was too old for Teletubbies as well. Stuff like that. There was probably 20 years of just dead kids. Well, I'm saying 20 years now that you're saying that the bangers
I'm just saying dead. This one, so this cartoon, it's more like sort of simple, super simple, isn't a cartoon as such to have characters, but it's more like songs. So it's, you know what I mean? So it's
all the bangers.
Yeah. As where Bluey is top tier.
Okay. I'll have to get it all on the back catalogue for when I do eventually have kids myself.
Yeah.
I've put it on for the dog, but he doesn't care what's on the TV. I tend to leave on ITV 2 average throughout the day.
We've put stuff on for the dogs. They're going to watch them. I would actively go, nah. And then something that I think I'd watch, I go, there you go.
Yeah.
He got the same taste as me.
Well, I do notice him sometimes, looking up at the TV, and I think, is he enjoying this? The way that I am, or not, if I'm not enjoying it. But yeah, it's, they do have the emotions out anyway. Yeah. I've seen the TikTok videos of, when a dog's watching The Lion King and it's all scared, at the same time. Spoiler alert, Simba's dad is fucking getting chinned off the fucking cliff by his uncle.
There's someone no.
Have you ruined it for me? He's 30 years old. Fucking. There's got to be a time limit on a spoiler alert, to be fair, Retina.
I think 20 years is long enough.
It's longer than 20 years, ain't it? Fucking hell.
I remember it come out, and it was my brother's favourite movie, and it's 20-something, 25 maybe.
Yeah.
It's long enough, though, yeah. It's long enough for a spoiler.
It was in the 90s, fucking, definitely. So, yeah, we'll get on to the old correspondence again now, then. I have got notes from weeks ago that I still haven't said anything, but there's no time for it now. We've got shit to do. I'll get James out of the way with fucking... trying to give me stick. Lads, you can't even beat Brentford. How do you think you can win when it counts? We'll see again on Sunday, mate.
Can I just say, I'm not a Man U fan. Because he said, lads, I'm a part of this group. No, I don't like Man U as well.
He didn't say lads, he said lad.
Oh, did he say? Oh, sorry.
It was
probably
just about.
He
was just talking to me.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, give him some more grief, James.
Yeah, James, we'll deal with it again next week, mate, won't we? I've got no time to talk about it. I didn't even watch the game last night. I put it on the TV in the bedroom because 8:15 kickoff. It's past my bedtime anyway.
Right.
Literally watched us concede the 2 goals, turned it off, and then because I wasn't actually asleep still, saw half-time 2-2. And then I didn't look at my phone again until this morning when I got up, saw it was 4-3. I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. I'm glad I didn't stay up, especially considering it was fucking, what was it, like the 10th and 11th minute of stoppage time after the full 90 that we've conceded. So I'm glad I didn't. I would have woke up completely pissed off.
Man, you play Liverpool next door, that night?
On Sunday.
Yeah. So, you know, I expect if Liverpool to win, James, just to give it.
I'm ready for it. I mean, it's all the pressure's on Liverpool anyway.
You're doing that mind game. He's doing that mind game. No, but James.
Don't listen to him. They're sitting on top of the table. Man City getting all the easy games. You know, Aston Villa putting out half a squad the other night. You know, just handing them the 3 points. They might as well have just not turned up. You know, Unai Emery. You know, the count from fucking Sesame Street. One. You know, he deserved an Oscar the other night from fucking the way he was like, oh no, we've conceded another goal. Oh no, like, fuck off, man. Fucking, so, you know, as well as, so half teams put out against them, all the refereeing decisions going their way as well. Man City are going to be fucking creeping up anytime. So, yeah, it's Liverpool's to lose. So they have to come and win. I don't even know where the game is, to be fair. Right. I don't know if it's at Anfield or at Old Trafford.
Right, that's on Sunday, isn't it? So, yeah, James, the mind game started there. So,
yeah, mate.
We'll see Sunday.
Yeah.
I do fancy Liverpool, though, I must admit. But, yeah.
So they have to win. Now, United have got nothing to lose. So, it's down to the players at the end of the day, obviously. You know, sounding like Michael in there. Whoever scores the most wins. Fucking. But, yeah, it's whether the United team fucking actually want to turn up, because obviously they didn't want to against Brentford. They did against Liverpool the other week. That's what they beat them. But then, yeah, if they don't want to this weekend, then they'll get fucking battered again, won't they? So, yeah, we'll see what happens on Sunday then, James.
Come on, Liverpool.
So, Lauren's emailed. This is referencing some of the bands.
So you've got a smirk on your face there.
This is referencing some of the bands that I was coming out with last week, because you referenced the documentary about the domestic violence.
Yeah.
And so Lauren says, I'll get it, JD. Sometimes us bitches be crazy.
And that's probably the truest email or correspondence we've had.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's got the real talk.
And sometimes bitches do be crazy.
Yeah,
don't
yeah. They? Yeah, fucking.
But that was a little bit too crazy. Obviously, referring to the TV show, that is.
Yeah, I've still not watched it.
Okay, all right, fair.
No, I've got to fucking say, it's been a long week this week. So, I mean, I won't even have time this week, weekend to watch it, because grafting tomorrow.
Grafting.
So that was that. That's not a new one. So, we've got one from an old fucking. Correspondent, but I don't know, there's a word that I can't think of. But Mike's fucking dropped the message. So, all right, chap, sorry it's been a while. It's okay, Mike, don't worry about it, mate. You just triggered a response from me, though, with the child beatings. Because we mentioned about our times were different, I'd get a slap for fucking no reason or whatever, and that log. So he says there's a divider between the inmates on the situation, mainly down to circumstance, though. So if it's domestic violence, then it's usually from an innocent child being beaten, which isn't acceptable. On the other hand, though, when it's down to a lack of respect or fear factor, as well, literally what he says, like you put it, then it's absolutely fine. Then he says, now this is 100% a generation thing, though. But the lads that know.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
Right.
Basically, along the lines of what we were saying, that, you know, our age and older understand that fucking if they needed a slap, they got a slap. And I suppose, yeah, if they're younger, they don't fucking get it. Because they're probably fucking in there for being a gobby cunt anyway. But yeah, that good to fucking hear off you, Mark, anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
Hopefully you've got some more stories for us again soon then. More reach around fucking inmate hand jobs and shit. And then let's get up the hotline again. 07470488096, sending your messages. And then, so this will be the last one. Abs was, well, I've just gone, oh no, JD, how did you break your ankle? Because obviously that's how we ended the fucking episode, because my ankle was on fire. So I've not broken it. It was just the last night of when I was away last week. It was pitch black, and I've just fucking not seen the big pothole, which was almost like the Mariana Trench. Fucking, yeah, obviously my foot wasn't on, didn't land on it properly. It was like half on, and I've just fucking rolled my ankle down it. And I think it was the fucking ligaments or something that's fucking torn. So not a break anyway. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to walk around. Still hurts. But I'm walking around anyway. That's the main thing. Still able to graft. Get shit done. Which, as I say, luckily it was the last day, literally the night before. Because otherwise, I did fucking loads of walking. So it goes to show, because I don't know if you get it with your phone as well, like Google Maps will give you a timeline of the month before. So it will say, you've drove to here and back and whatever, and how much walking you've done and stuff. And so because I didn't have any signal, I couldn't even get the map up properly when I wasn't connected to Wi-Fi to see where I was, to know how far away I am, to know where I'm going back and that. So I just had to stick to the sea line, basically, and walk along. I've came from this direction, walk back that way along the beach, and I'll recognise where I'll come out from again. And it said I'd only walk 25 miles, which I know 25 miles is still a lot of walking in a week, but I know I've done more than that. So I think it's because it couldn't pick up the signal properly. It doesn't know exactly how much I've done. But the one day at least was 8 miles. Not the Eminem song or film. What was it, an album?
Movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, 8 miles was the movie.
You just got to lose yourself, Jay.
Well, as long as I'm not throwing up mum's spaghetti, then I'll be all right. Knees deep.
Don't be nervous.
No, got a whole call. But yeah.
Your palms are a bit sweaty there.
I am warm, to be fair. I've got the sun blasting in at me. Yeah. You're all right on that side, aren't you? Just catching the back end of the shade. It definitely didn't pick it up right. I did more than 24 miles, definitely. Obviously, if it would have happened at the beginning of the week, fucking poor dog would have had to get walked around by the missus. She wouldn't have walked him nowhere near as much as me. Literally, fucking. Because I had that fucking on the Friday and then all weekend because she was taking him out. Just the huffing and puffing, I've got to take him out. Because when I'm at home, you've had your rant, mate. It's time for mine. When I'm at home, because I'll take him out in the morning because, I'm up. As soon as my eyes are open, he's wanting to go out. And then around 2 o'clock, he'll start walking around, pacing a little bit because he's expecting to go out again. And so I had that on Saturday. He's fucking there. He's walking around. He's pacing. He's looking at me. And then he'll look towards his collar as if to say, "We're going to go out, mate. We're going to go out." And so then the missus is there, "What are you doing?" And she gets up and she starts fussing him. I was like, "He wants to go out." And she knows he wants to go out, but she's just being lazy. I know she's holding out thinking, is Jay going to actually get up and take him out then? Even though she's seen me, I'm having to do the one step at a time going upstairs to have a piss and that log. And it's fucking, luckily I've got banners to both sides. Not that I need it, but I needed it fucking on the weekend anyway. So I'm there, I'm lifting my whole body weight just to go up one step at a time. And I'm thinking, I can't walk the dog. So don't even entertain that thought in your head. But yeah, just the huffing and puffing. I don't need it. Just take the dog out for a walk. He needs to go out. Just fucking take him.
Bitches be crazy.
Fucking, yeah. She is lucky sometimes that times are different, man. Because she definitely needs a slap. But just remember, if you are going to slap them, just backhand and not where bruises are going to be visible. So, on the hips, kidney shots.
We'll use talcum powder so we don't bruise, apparently.
Yeah, because you're not having a sweaty palm, then, are you? So you're not going to leave a red mark Yeah, because if you give them panda eyes and they're having to walk around with sunglasses on, then it's a bit on the on the nose, then it's a bit obvious. So yeah, and no strangling as well, unless that's what they're into. But yeah, save that for the bedtime, innit? So on that fucking cancelling kind of comments, we shall leave it there. And we'll be back next week. Don't forget, emails, text messages, WhatsApps and all that. Like, send them in. We're ready for them all. And yeah, keep listening to Blubber and the Bangers. And we'll see you next week. Peace.